This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4078. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car. Montgomery! And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Join us once again. We will sit and spin. And today, a little last call with the last songs performed by artists who died way too soon. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Dave.
Clack, clack, drinkity drum.
All right, here we go. A bus driver in the UK pulls to the side of the road to service his love dart. Meanwhile, a Utah man pretends to be a cop to beat traffic. Not very smart. St. Louis SWAT team busts into the wrong home and destroys everything inside. Burning down your apartment to evict tenants is not something that I would have tried. And an alligator living at the Coca-Cola plant is forced to switch to Diet Coke. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, one of the bigger news stories today comes from my hometown of Baltimore. Early this morning, a container ship collided into a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing the bridge to collapse. Keep in mind, this bridge is a mile and a half long, and the bridge serves as the entryway to the port, and it's the largest port in the U.S. for specialized cargo, so expect there to be all kinds of issues with that. But all of that said, the ship that hit the bridge, the Dally, yeah, it also hit a retaining wall at a port in Antwerp, Belgium, a couple of years ago. Seems that ship kind of has a history of doing that. Now, it didn't do as much damage, but still. And while that's not great, it could be worse, of course. Take Boeing, whose 2024 is shaping up to be a blooper reel. It all started in January when a door flew off the plane mid-flight. A week later, a cockpit window cracked just before takeoff. A week after that, a flight returned to the airport after flames came out of one of the engines. The next day, a wheel came off during takeoff. That was followed by the jammed flight controls on another flight, a damaged wing on yet another flight, and then another tire falling off of a plane earlier this month. Now, the good news is, not everything that happens more than once is always bad. Right? If you're an A-list celebrity, you're already pretty lucky. If you land a role as a superhero in one of these movies, your luck improves thanks to the payday that comes with it. Luckier still is getting a role for more than one superhero. Think about Ryan Reynolds, Idris Elba, Chris Evans, Halle Berry, Michael Keaton, Willem Dafoe, handful of others. They got to appear in the DC Universe, the Marvel Universe, and you know what they did? They cashed that check and laughed all the way to the bank. But luckily, you don't have to be a celebrity to make bank. A woman in Virginia, she won $50,000 from the state lottery. The very next week, the very same woman won over $900,000 from the same state lottery. And if Miles is to be believed, he's hit two hole-in-ones, maybe even three.
Three.
Oh, we've gone up one now. Mm-hmm. So, hey, two we can verify. Maybe the third one actually happened as well. Either way, happened more than once. That's a good thing. So, today's question, with that in mind, good or bad? What happened to you more than once?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4078. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Taryn Daly, Steve Miggs from the Daly Miggs Morning Show coming in. We're going to sit and spin. Unfortunately, people pass on in the music industry. And today, we have the last song performed by artists who passed away too soon.
All right. Okay.
So, I guess in theory, you know, the last show they did, whatever the last song of the night, that was the last song they performed more than likely, unless they appeared on, you know, a television show.
Or sure, sure.
Whatever the deal is, these are the last songs performed by some of your favorite artists that have passed on.
Some artists are still alive, and you can already predict. Any member of KISS, it'll be rock and roll all night.
It will be.
Just no matter what, that is the last song
well,
that
done.
They play.
They're also done.
So I'm saying, but at some point, they'll die.
Yeah.
And like that
they're
is,
not done.
You don't think so?
No. I feel like as long as I've been an adult, they've been done.
Well, they just told us they were done.
I know. But didn't we all see them on the last tour they did when they were done?
No, we were. I was on a plane back from Baltimore.
Yeah, I didn't see
and
them
it was
on
a
that.
Monday. It was a Monday night,
right?
And I my plane got in at about 8 o'clock, 7:30. I had a delay in Chicago that kind of screwed me. Other than that, I would have got here by about 6, and I think I would have been able to make the show.
All right, well, the one before that, that's what I guess I saw.
Oh, the other farewell tour.
Yeah, all that one.
That was a different farewell tour, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the farewell.
That was so long the first time. Mm-hmm. You know what? That was the see you later, and I actually meant it.
That's right.
Correct.
Last songs performed by artists who died way too soon coming up as we will sit and spin. Oh, what else do we have for you? Hey, if you haven't done so yet, download the Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Search for the Men's Room page and subscribe there. Believe it or not, the format of our app changed about a month ago or so. And so we were going live at 6 o'clock every night with the Men's Room Happy Hour. Now, that was a specific feature on that app that allowed us to go live. And whatever the reason is, I believe we got a new app provider or they changed the program on that bad boy. But either whatever it was.
They started explaining and our eyes glazed over.
Yeah, we're like, all right. You just can't do that feature anymore. So what we've decided to do is do the Men's Room Happy Hour as a once a week podcast. So far we've done three. The Happy Hour number three is up also at the Odyssey app. Just search for the Men's Room. Subscribe to that page. I believe the new one comes out every Friday morning. So if you haven't checked that out, do so on the Odyssey app. And our question today, good or bad, what's happened to you more than once? The news was a little bit weird this morning. A container ship that collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, believe it or not, this morning, was involved in another crash in 2016. The Singapore flagship crashed into the bridge early this morning, knocking the entire span into the Patapsco River.
Everyone see the video of that?
It's pretty intense.
That is incredible.
Well, it's not that far, because my sister lives in Brooklyn Park, which is just outside, but it's in that part of Baltimore. So I called her, I talked to her this morning. She was like, oh, I woke up. It was like the loudest thunder I've ever heard. Then she's like, but there was no weather.
Right.
So it like took a minute for them to figure out what was going on. So they started seeing the news reports.
Yeah. Now, the Dolly, the name of the ship, lost propulsion before hitting the support pillar. And video viewed by a number of different sources shows the ship's lights cutting out shortly before impact.
Right.
So basically everything just went dead on that ship.
And they sent out a mayday.
Yeah.
Saying as much.
It is not the first time, obviously, the ship has hit something, according to the story, involved in another collision in 2016, the year after it was built. The facts are still murky, but any warning signs or patterns in the ship's past maybe could help explain what went wrong, how to avoid similar accidents in the future. Again, this is all pretty fresh.
Yeah,
as far as the investigation goes. The incident was caused by a mistake made by the master and pilot on board. The first one. No injuries were reported. However, there were damage to the stern on the first crash in 2016. A spokesperson for the port confirmed that the Dolly did collide in 2016 in the port of Antwerp. The person said they can't give any information about the cause of the accident.
Not that they can't, they just won't.
The ship appeared to change ownership, blah, 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 blah. Home port was in the Marshall Islands. The registration later changed to Singapore. It is currently owned by Grace Ocean Limited and is managed by Synergy Marine Group. In a statement, they said it was horrified of the crash and what happened. And it said that the Dolly was carrying cargo from Marst, but none of it of its staff were on board. Early reports, there were people working on the bridge.
Filling potholes.
Yeah, concrete workers.
Which is a full-time job there,
and, I can assure you. And I don't know the size of the portion that fell, but it was the entire, what looked to be the metal span structure.
Yeah, basically, it hit
the ramps, concrete ramps are still up.
It hit the pillar on one side, basically the entire middle of the bridge collapsed, and then one of these sides that would take you from land onto the bridge, it tipped into the river, kind of like a ramp.
Do we know what time this went down?
Like 1:30 in the morning, something like that.
All right, that's the most fortunate part of this. If you're going to look at something as far as the amount of traffic that is normally on that bridge, look, if you're going to lose power, you're going to do it the day, night, it doesn't matter. I mean, but to have it during rush hour, if you've ever been on that beltway or on that bridge in any kind of traffic in the morning, especially.
Thousands of cars.
Yeah,
all would have gone in. So you're right. Happening at 1:30 in the morning is the best case scenario for all this going
as far
down.
As the time that went down. But again, the ship was involved in two different incidents, and this is the second one. So I'm sure that the numbers are going to get a little bit worse as far as the casualties and everything else.
Probably. But someone here makes a good point that says, before anyone jumps to conclusions, the captain of that ship is not the one piloting the ship.
Right.
So the captain is the captain, and then when you go into different harbors, and this is around the world, you have what they call the pilot. And the pilot is the guy who probably lives somewhere in Baltimore, or at least in the area, knows the waterways, knows all this stuff. So the pilots are the ones that actually guide these big-ass ships in.
Okay.
Right? Because they're very familiar with the territory. And it doesn't matter what you call a port, right? The currents are different. The tides are different. Where the rocks are different. So these guys know that. But in this case, you know, if the power went out, you could have had me on there. Because at that point, you're screwed.
Right. And there's about
15. They even dropped their anchor to try to slow the boat down.
Right, and you see the giant smoke go out, especially in that time lapse, it sped up.
Yeah.
Like, you see the power go out, you see it click on, you see him trying to recover.
They're trying.
And then it goes off again.
Right. So, apparently, some type of error on that. So, that was a weird way to start the morning, especially as many times as I've personally driven over the bridge.
If you lived in the Baltimore area, you've been over that bridge a million times, Ted. What, you always talk about going to the Eastern Shore? Nine times out of ten, that's the bridge you take to start your journey to get to the beach. I mean, it is a heavily traveled bridge.
The bridges are massive in that area. I mean, the only thing I can equate it to is the bridge that goes from Astoria over into Washington.
Sure.
As far as the size of these bridges.
Well, it's also harder here in the Seattle, like Tacoma area, right? Because we don't have a beltway.
Yeah.
So, like, D.C. and Baltimore each have beltways. So you got to understand, like, part of that, too, is just, like, where the bay cuts up. Like, my cousin, like, where he lives in Baltimore, he takes that bridge every day.
Every single day.
It's just part of the giant circle around that city. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I've been over it countless hundreds of times just traveling around.
So, for example, if you look at it like a clock dial, okay? So if you look at it like a clock dial, you could live at feasibly 3 o'clock and work in Glen Burnie, which would be 6 o'clock on the dial, right? So you're just going a quarter of a clock. But with that bridge gone, if you live at 3 o'clock and you work at 6...
Now you got to go counterclockwise.
All the way around that bad boy, or figure out a way to cut through the city, which is 40 or whatever.
Well, there is a tunnel there.
Oh, there? Okay.
There is a tunnel. So, but keep in mind, you can still get from point A to point B, but the traffic was split about 50-50 between the tunnel and the bridge.
Yeah.
So now 100% is going to funnel through the tunnel. It's like when the West Seattle Bridge went down. Anytime you went to West Seattle, they funneled you in, you know, from the residential point, and it sucked because you had trucks, you had buses, you had cars. Those streets were not made for that. Now you're driving through residential areas and stuck behind an 18-wheeler, you know.
Right. Plus, for those people that are going to, like you could take the tunnel now, but also now you're getting on 95.
Right.
Whereas, like, Key Bridge was, what, 695, like an offshoot of it. Now you're just on traffic of people going up and down the East Coast, much less just rush hour. You know, like sometimes for me, right? Like if I'm going to my buddies in Burien's house, it's easier to take 99 than instead of cutting through the middle of downtown Seattle
five turns
on a Saturday afternoon when there's just normal traffic of people going up and down the coast.
Right. Yeah. And depending on the time of day, you might not be able to get in the express lanes. So our question, good or bad, what happened to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alexander. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Two things that happened to me once. In 1 week, I got hit by a semi-truck on the way home from Tacoma on I-5. 3 days later, since, you know, I was coming back to work off the injury, a semi-truck rolled over on I-90 East, or maybe my bad, West, blocking all the lanes. So a little double whammy with semis that week.
Yeah. How bad was your injuries?
Just a few cuts. It wasn't, honestly, it hit the passenger side, luckily. He just verged into my lane and spun me, did a whole 360. A lot of fun.
Did he stop?
No, he kept going.
He knew he hit you and he kept going?
Yes.
Do you think he knew he hit you?
I have no idea. He just went into my lane. I tried to move out of the way, couldn't. And just ate it.
Because I've heard from a lot of truck drivers, they go like, look, man, part of the reason you need to be careful when we're driving, especially with the side swipe kind of thing, they're like, if we're hauling cargo, like, your car doesn't weigh anything, man. We don't even know that it's happened. I've heard that more times than you're comfortable.
And did anyone stop and help you who maybe saw what happened and you spinning around? I mean, someone who was driving behind you.
Yeah, I had a couple people making sure I was fine. I was like in the fast lane. He was in the lane next to me, like the middle lane.
Yeah.
And this was like around Bowling Field, kind of. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of little S turns in there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like Washington State laws, usually they have to stay like two lanes to the right, and he was in the third lane over, and there's five lanes there. So.
At least you didn't get in a crash the second time. That's kind of sometimes when that stuff happens. When it rains, it pours. It just keeps happening.
Right. I thought it would say he hit another cell.
Like, oh, my God. Good or bad, what's happened to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Who, bitches?
Boo!
So, I've been lucky and fortunate enough to win a few radio contests or just contests in general in different ways. Like, Today, I just won Kraken tickets on the radio.
What did you have to do?
Caller 10.
Caller 10. All right. Okay. How many times did you call, or was that your first call?
Man, I've been calling for weeks, honestly, but today I had to call like 8 times to get through on just that particular one. But I've been like caller 3 or 5 or 8 or whatnot.
Okay. I mean, as bad as they are, that seems like an easy win.
Have you ever won anything from this radio station?
No. Actually, no.
Okay.
But I've won, the best thing I think I won from the radio was a year of free gas.
Wow.
But then through work, I won an all expense paid trip to Puerto Rico to stay at the Ritz.
What? You won an all expense paid trip to Puerto Rico? Were you on Wheel of Fortune or something? Good Lord.
Dude, that hotel is swanky.
It's the Dorado Beach Resort. It was one of their newer ones, and it is insanely expensive. Like, I had to Google it, and I was like, I could not afford this.
How long did you get to go down there?
4 nights.
So 4
and
nights.
It included first class airfare and a limo to and from the airport. Like, it was insane.
Does it kind of ruin travel for you after that? Because, like you said, on your income, that ain't happening again.
Man, everything is a step down. Everything. The craziest thing that happened was we had 2, like, basically butlers for our room, and my wife got sunburnt while we were there because they have their own water park on site, of course. And when she got sunburnt, we called them at, like, 10 p.m. to try and get some aloe. This girl woke up, straight up, came out in her pajamas, went out to the spa, cut off an aloe leaf, stripped it, and brought it on a banana leaf, like, and handed it to her to put aloe on her sunburn.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was not my...
See, brother, that's living.
That was not my Puerto Rico experience. Mine was going into a McDonald's there because they have a chicken Big Mac and I wanted to try it.
Well, they had a billboard.
See, Miles did it on his budget. You got to go on theirs. That's the difference.
I almost wrecked the rental car when I saw the billboard. I was like, chicken Big Mac.
Where'd you stay in Puerto Rico?
Who are these people? Where did I stay in Puerto Rico? I stayed downtown by the Chili's and the Dunkin' Donuts.
I think I want to go with the caller.
My grandmother used to live there for a number of years, so I stayed in the hotel that she lived in. So
okay.
I just kind of wanted to have that experience.
That's where the dude fell off the high wire. Is it that one, or was she in a different place?
No, that was the hotel. Still there.
So the Walendas, right? Everyone knows the Walendas, the tightrope walkers, but I guess the father of the current crop that's out there.
Yeah, the granddad at the time.
Yeah, he died, what, in the 70s? Like mid-70s?
Probably 79, 80.
He fell off the wire, but he was walking on a wire between Miles' grandmother's hotel and whatever hotel's on the other side of the street.
And there was a quite...
And she saw it, didn't she?
Well, that family was from there. So there was
the Walendas?
I'm pretty sure there was quite the crowd.
Okay.
And when he fell, man, he fell, you know, right where everybody was. So.
Right, because he was kind of in the middle. I've seen the video. They always cut the video, obviously, before you see him smack into the ground. But, you know, he's doing the tightrope walk thing. And you see him begin to lose his balance, like when you're slipping on ice. And like anyone, even if you're a tightrope walker, you overcompensate. And then he's just not on the wire anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
But technically, that's kind of what you pay to see.
There's kind of a bad area of San Juan, so of course I'm there looking for drugs.
Oh, that's the place to go.
And then I'm like walking down the middle of the street. and I'm telling you right now, it was the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, it's a little shanty part on the water. The houses are a lot more dilapidated and everything else, but you're still on the water. Still a beautiful location for the neighborhood. So I'm walking down this dirt road, and I look over, and there's a full court basketball game going on. I'm like, get out of here. So I walk up, man. It's a beautiful, because the backboards were like NBA quality backboards.
All right.
And I walk up there, man, and it is a professional basketball court that Carmelo Anthony paid for.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
He is from, I believe he's New York, Puerto Rican maybe, or something like that. I know he's got some, obviously, ties to Baltimore, but I think his family on one side was Puerto Rican or not. But he ended up putting in basically a pro court in the middle of the project, man. And I mean, I just stood there, and I was like, that is awesome.
That's good for them, man.
It was very cool. Our question, good or bad, what's happened to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Good or bad, what has happened to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. So, what happened to you more than once?
So, in the same week, I was in two separate car accidents. And this was my second week of driving.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So the first one was a little minor. And this one, I was at fault. I was in traffic, and I was pulling up off the on-ramp, and there was a homeless person there, and I was trying to do right by them, and I was trying to reach for my wallet and pull out some money, and by doing so, my foot slipped off the brake, and I rear-ended the car in front of me.
All right.
Not too bad, but then later on that same week, I'm driving off the same on-ramp, off-ramp. I'm going down, and I'm coming off, going through the light, and I get T-boned by another old lady coming out that same road.
Did that total your car?
It messed it up, but the insurance company deemed it total, even though all she did was just wreck the driver's side door, but they deemed it totaled by...
Might have been the frame. Typically, when you get teed, you know, you have a chance of being in the frame, and if you've been in the frame, it's kind of hard to do anything about that. Yeah.
What kind of car were you driving?
It was a Suzuki Verona.
Oh, wow, Jesus. All right, when's your most recent accident?
2 years ago.
And what happened?
I was going a little too fast and was seeing red lights coming up against me, and I tried to slam on the brakes, and I rear-ended somebody.
Okay. So you've done that twice?
Yeah.
Now, when you say you're going a little too fast, let's be honest here. What was the speed limit, and how fast were you going?
Let's see. Well, the speed limit of the freeway was 60. I was going about 75.
All right. Okay. I live with that. Not bad.
People are driving a lot faster these days.
Good.
I mean, look, I'm a fast driver, so I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna, but I'm talking blowing doors by me as far as just even on I-5. I drive on the weekends typically on I-5. It is a pack of cars.
Yeah.
It's like four or five dudes, like just following each other, just racing down, man.
Look, I know you're not supposed to speed, but everyone speeds. I'm glad the more people are driving fast. Because, my God, when we first moved here, I'm like, I cannot understand how everyone drives so slow. Even if the speed limit is 55, like, I don't want to go beyond that. Like, my mentality is like, the speed limit's kind of like a heavily suggested thing, but no one really expects you to go 55. I mean, even the cops. You drive by a cop at 60, like, they don't pull you over. You got to hit, like, 80. Then they pull your ass over.
Good or bad, what's happened to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Marijuana and Madams.
Hola.
First of all,
Country Corner Market on 164 going to Enumclaw has got the Men's Room IPA.
Just nice. There you go.
I haven't drank in 10 and a half years. I did it for the charity. I'm going to give it to the wussies at work.
Oh, nice, man. Appreciate that. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I thought you were saying, so I bought it for charity.
So I pounded the whole thing, and I'm back on the wagon. Yeah, you don't drink
off. That ain't happening, man.
No.
So anyways, marriage, man. I've been married three times. They were all good when they started and bad when they finished.
That's generally how I would think it goes. Now, are you still married to wife three, or is she part of the divorce club as well?
She's part of the divorce club also. Haven't been with anybody for 5 years now.
All right. And did you make a pact to yourself that you were done with that, or are you still open for the possibility?
Man, they got to fall right in my lap, and I got standards now that I don't drink also.
Oh, yes. That changes everything.
Does that make it harder to date?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Can you be around someone who has, you know, a couple glasses of wine with you at dinner? Does that bother you?
Nope.
All right, good.
My friends still drink down in Klamath Falls and stuff, and I just tell them, I said, you know, I got a point, man. As soon as you turn stupid, I'm leaving, and don't question why.
All right, that's fair enough.
Do you have a time cutoff? I find if I'm out at bars and I'm not drinking, it seems like 10:30, 11. I'm like, all right, I got to get out of here.
That's probably about it. I haven't been to a bar for a long time.
All right. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing there for you, to be honest.
How much money have you saved by not drinking and going out, obviously?
I drive a 2010 Raptor now, and the gas mileage ain't very good, so
you're doing all right.
You need it.
All right, how does your body look after you gave up drinking?
I've been skinny all my life. I'm 6 foot, and I weigh about 135.
Whoa, dude. Jeez, man. So you're just 100% penis.
Yeah.
Okay. I sure am.
Look at me. Well, I mean, you're 130 pounds.
So why did marriage number one come to an end?
That was drugs, alcohol, and the mother-in-law.
Were you the drugs and alcohol having to deal with the mother-in-law, or was that just all around?
It was all around.
Okay.
My mother-in-law got mad when I quit hooking her up, pretty much.
Oh, that, Jesus Christ, that is not at all how I thought that would
take
down.
Did she live with you?
What was that?
Did your mother-in-law live with you?
No.
But if you're the hookup, if you're the drug dealer, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, she was over there all the time.
So wait a minute.
Lived in Portland. And I took my wife up there once, and on the way back, she goes, oh, I got something to tell you. I'm filing for divorce. And I said, oh, you were talking to your mother. So
wow. Right. Just out of curiosity, what drugs?
Meth.
All right.
Okay. I guess you don't do meth anymore. That would be drug. I went for a list. Yeah. It's like meth, and we're done. All right, what happened at the end of marriage number two?
End of marriage number two was straight alcohol and drugs, and we both just parted. And we're still friends today, as a matter of fact.
Okay, that's fair. Was she able to clean up as well?
Yeah, but her health is really bad. She's not going to make it much longer.
All right. And number three?
Number three, I'm really not sure. I showed up from work one day, and she was gone.
All right, so you have no idea where she is?
Well, she's in California with a new husband.
Okay.
All right.
Were there any, looking back, though, man, were there any red flags that said this was getting to this point?
Not looking back because I was drinking.
Do you have a type? I mean, are they similar in any ways?
They leave him.
I know. Are they similar in any other ways?
Yeah, they're women. That's it.
Okay. All right. Hey, man, maybe swing the other way. You never know.
Yeah, might work out better for it.
Good, good or bad, what's happening to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Troy. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hola.
Hola.
Well, that's hilarious that I'm following up to that. I forgot his name, but I have almost the exact same story, except drop it back into high school, early college years with relationships.
All right.
So I in thinking about it while I was waiting to get online, it's like I think it came back. I'm pretty convinced that, you know, I was raised by some hippie parents, and especially my mother, who marched in Montgomery, Alabama with Martin Luther King.
Dr. King.
And probably the best time to do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't march there for any other reason.
Yeah, no.
Right. No. This is back in the 60s. She was there, but she just drilled into my brother and I. It's just like, you treat women with respect. You give them their space. And I took that to heart. So I was Mr. Nice Guy, and I wouldn't do anything with women unless, you know, they approached me or made the first move. That was kind of how I approached relationships.
All right.
And as a result of that, seems like every relationship I ever had up until now, which is why I don't know if this is a negative or a positive, but every woman I was with ended up with somebody else cheating on me while they were supposedly dating me.
This is every other woman that you've been with?
I'm sorry?
You said every other woman that you've been with?
No. Up until the one I'm with now.
as far as you know.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. How many times have you been married?
Oh, only one time.
Okay.
28 years.
And that's the woman you're with now?
The woman I'm with now, I actually finally made the first move.
There you go. But that wasn't the woman you were married to for 28 years.
No, I wasn't married to these other ones. One was in high school and one was in college.
All right.
And in high school, you know, I got the story from the girl in high school. She's like, I just don't want to get together tonight. And I just felt suspicious and I did a stupid thing and I followed her. And sure enough, she ended up.
That's also that age when people do that, man. When you're young and you're just kind of exploring things, I don't think that's anything out of the normal.
But it happened a lot. It happened a lot.
I think it happens a lot because typically at that age you take what you can get.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when the better thing comes along, I don't think as a teenager you don't waste any time just going.
When you're in school, when you have those first jobs, you're out on your own. Sure. You have your own place. There's just a lot more.
Yeah,
your eyes are just open in a different way as far as what
the second one was kind of hit home a little bit too hard. Where the girl I was dating, she said she had some sorority events that she needed to go to up at ASU. We all know, and I found out much later that she didn't go up to ASU. She actually flew to Iowa to be with my brother.
Oh man.
Damn, dude.
What's up with your brother?
Whiz, dude.
The funny thing is, he's up here in the Northwest with me too now, and we're like best friends. I just saw him yesterday, and we laugh about it now, and believe it or not, I'm still friends with the girl that he did that with.
I can't imagine going out with someone that my brother did. For whatever reason, I would be like, no. Look, you're beautiful. I like you. No. Can't do it, man. Can't do it. Unless you don't tell anybody.
Well, my brother and I, we have very different tastes in women, I think would probably be the best way to put that.
Good or bad, what's happened to you more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, my brother's just old enough it never came up.
Right, it was 7 years difference?
Yeah.
But it could now.
It could now.
In the adult world.
Right, but right at now. 18, he's not sweating 11-year-old Ted. Like, right. Ted, did you smash my girlfriend?
Right, and when he's like, you know, when he's getting married, I'm only 19, so it's like, right, like it never really would have been an issue.
How long has he been married now? Maybe like 25, 30 years?
Yeah, right, he got married when I was 19, I'm 43.
That's a long time. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, he's still married, but I would say over the years, he probably caught an eye at a couple of mine. Right? I mean, seriously.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola. So what happened to you more than once?
I've been threatened to be killed.
More than once?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the level of the threat? If I had a dollar for every time somebody threatened to kill me, my wife alone, Christ, I'd be a millionaire, right? But I mean... But is it like when people said, I'm going to kill you? Is it something where you thought, legitimately, this person wants to take my life? Or is it just someone's pissed off and that's what they said?
Oh, no, legitimately.
All right. What was the situation?
I'm a security guard in downtown Seattle.
Okay. Say no more.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That probably happens on a daily basis.
Pretty much. It happened about like 30 minutes ago.
What was the situation where you had to address someone?
Well, somebody was trying to use an unknown substance in one of our buildings.
Uh-huh.
And I had to remove him from the building. And he didn't agree with that. So he decided to try and kill me.
With what? Shank?
Well, he pulled out, I don't know what it was. It looked like a piece of metal of some sort. But, he said he was going to kill me. So it's like, okay.
What is your...
What are you allowed to do in that situation? If someone comes out, like anything else, someone comes after someone, I feel like you have the right to defend yourself.
Right.
But in your position, that seems to maybe not be the case. Is that so? Can you defend yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd size up whoever I'm dealing with, and all I can carry is a flashlight, basically, a large mag light.
All right. So, did you have to whack this guy with your flashlight?
Yeah. No, I did not. But he decided wiser, and he left. But I'm a little bit older, and most people, they look at me, and these young kids, they look at me, and they go, oh, I could take him. But I tell you, no.
Hey, man, we deal with weirdness every single day.
Yeah, so you could work in this building based on your story.
I can't tell you one normal day, maybe once a week.
No. Are you kidding?
Or something weird just doesn't go down.
I mean, look, we're smokers, so we end up going outside. And once you go outside, man, it's like, it'd be like going on safari and stepping out of the security of your fenced-in truck and just wandering into the jungle to go take a leak. Like, you're going to hear things, you're going to see things, and when you come back, you're a changed person.
Yeah.
You just go like, my God, man.
Our security is always doing something because of somebody. I mean, they've always got some crap going on.
How many times do you have to chase someone away for, like, pooping or peeing on the building? I feel like there's always someone screaming, walking down the street, don't care. Some people get in a fight.
Today?
I don't care.
Today or this week?
This week, so far.
Okay, this week, probably about 35 times.
I can believe that.
Where do you always switch
streets? At least pooping and peeing, I could fathom. Sometimes it's like, you could smoke on the street. Nobody seems to mind. Why go in a building?
What street do you work on?
I work down in Belltown.
Okay.
Right off of 4th.
All right, so you're on the north side of crazy. We're down on the south side of crazy with 3rd Avenue. And then I would argue that
work down there.
4th, I think, is probably worse than 3rd, actually, when you get up into Belltown.
3rd stays 3rd all the way.
Stay 3rd the whole time.
I lived in Belltown for 8 years. 3rd stays 3rd. Right, I lived on 2nd. I lived on 2nd. It was always a trip going over to 3rd to get to 4th.
Just that one block.
Seriously, right? And, like, I used to go to the one grocer on 3rd.
Yes.
Right, but, like, that park was just full of superstars.
Oh, my. Oh, I know exactly the park, dude. That is
superstars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of stealing that. There was a famous heroin movie with the Basketball Diaries where it was like, oh, all the all-stars are here at the shooting gallery.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like, right? It's like,
is that the dog park?
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy used to be a whatever. That guy used to be a whatever.
I mean, they call it a dog park. I'm like, well, what they should say is it's a drug park, but also
you can bring your dog
to do for your dog.
Yeah. For instance, 3rd Avenue is the place I have that famous story around Thanksgiving where I'm wearing a sweatshirt with a couple stains on it, going to that market, and the guy's like, free meal. And I'm like, no, it's fine. He's like, seriously. Turkey stuffing, it's free.
You look that bad.
And I'm like, dude, it's just a sweatshirt.
Were you hungover?
Yo, yeah. It's like Sunday morning, like 8 a.m. I just hopped up. It's like, I got to walk down to Dan's, get some provisions and a Gatorade. You know what I mean? It was like a workout hoodie. Just threw it on. And that guy, when he said it the second time, like, I mean, I think I walked around that little.
Yeah, so you had to pass him.
I didn't want to pass him again.
Get your feelings hurt again. No, seriously, so you don't have to be ashamed.
It's hot.
Right.
Come in for a little while.
Right. That's all I
do. Do you need any socks?
Good or bad, what happened to you more than once? 206-803.
Yeah, 3rd does not change, no matter what part of the city you're in.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Greetings.
Hola.
So I've been hit with a golf ball multiple times.
What is the scenario?
Bad golfer, golfing with bad golfers.
So the people in your party hit you?
No, other golfers. My nickname's Dodgeball.
Where did you get hit?
Most recently, the back of my calf. And it put a huge bruise.
Yep.
About 10 years ago, I got hit in the left calf, and flash forward 10 years, and I quoted a hematoma, but whatever it was, it calcified, and it didn't hurt, but if you bumped it, it would take my leg out, and I would just fall right wherever I was at.
Damn.
So I had to have surgery to get it taken out, to get
Jesus.
Did the remnants of a golf ball.
Did the people who hit you, did they see their ball hit you?
The most recent one, yes. The one that took my leg out, no. I think people yell four, and, you know, they try to be, some of them try to be responsible.
Well, it sounds to me like the guy hit you. He sounds like he drove into you.
I don't know where it came from. The one that hit me in the leg where I had to have surgery, I was in the golf cart. Okay. And we have no idea where it came from. And it hit right on my, like, right where your calf meets your shin, that the bone.
Yeah.
And I was fine for years. And then slowly a little bump started to grow. And didn't think anything of it. And then when I would wrestle with my kids, they would tap that and it would just take me out. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And I was at work one day, and I work in going to customers' houses. And my leg bumped, like, the armoire or something, and I went straight down. And the lady's like, oh, my God. I was like, well, I should probably get this looked at.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go, and they do a ultrasound, and they're like, there's a particular word for it. I don't know. I forget what it's called. But the guy goes, so what we're going to do is we're just going to separate your calf muscle, go in there and pull that out. And I was like, you're going to separate my calf muscle? I was like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah, we've done it 100 times. I was like, well, I ride my bike. I do an STP several times. I was like, my calf is a little dense. And they're like, don't worry about it. And I wake up from surgery and my foot is killing me. I'm like, that's weird. And the doctor comes in and he's like, well, we tried to separate your calf muscle, but we couldn't. So we had to cut through it. Ah. And he goes, and it was all the way down in your nerve sheath. And it had grown in a nerve. It had grown around a nerve. So whenever you bumped your leg, it would take out that nerve. And he shows me a picture of this. Basically, it's a calcified little pod. And on the end of each side is a nerve. And I'm like, what'd that nerve go to? And he goes, we have no idea.
Oh, good.
My foot.
Right, exactly.
That's where it goes.
I was going to ask, like, you playing the same course? Or?
I know. Where is this?
Like, why don't you golf more than almost anybody? And no, you don't have stories about getting hit.
I've never been hit, and I've never hit anybody.
Guess I mean, what's going to happen
roll,
this weekend?
I've had balls roll up to me and bump off me, but that's not being hit by a golf ball.
Correct. I've seen balls get close to me. Right, but I was like, hey, I don't know what course this guy's playing or stop playing bad.
Or people don't like him.
Good or bad, what's happening more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.